UN Security Council passes new sanctions on North Korea.
Fife Local to undertake charity cycle from Cairo to Cape Town.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 Star News, I'm Candace Stevenson.
And I'm Susanna Sabin. A quick reminder that voting for university elections is now live online and around town. Voting for all positions closes tomorrow at 6 p.m. with the results announced later that evening.
The United Nations Security Council has approved new sanctions against North Korea after the country performed its third nuclear test. The resolution, drafted by the United States, was approved unanimously by the 15-nation council today. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised the move, which is intended to crack down on North Korea's attempts to ship and receive banned cargo in breach of previous UN sanctions.
The Center for the Study of Terrorism and Political Violence at the University of St. Andrews is set to expand its work as the result of a generous donation from the Worldwide Support for Development, a nonprofit chaired by Japanese philanthropist Dr. Haruhisa Handa. The CSTPV, based in the School of International Relations, is Europe's oldest center for the study of terrorism. Dr. Handa's gift will, quote, ensure that St. Andrews in Scotland will continue to be preeminent in this critical field of research, unquote, according to Principal Louise Richardson. Along with the donation, the CSTPV will soon take the name of its benefactor and become the Handa Center.
Fife local Jack White is planning to bike the length of Africa from Cairo, Egypt to Cape Town, South Africa in order to raise money for the charity Farm Africa. The charity combats hunger in Eastern Africa by educating small farmers about sustainably producing more food. White's journey, beginning in April, will span 8,700 miles, run through 12 countries, and span several different landscapes, including desert, rainforest, and savanna. White left his job at the Royal and Ancient in late February and is currently preparing for the trip, putting himself through a grueling fitness routine. You can follow Jack's progress on his website at jackcyclesafrica.com.
Plans have been put forward to renovate the White Melville Memorial Fountain. The fountain, which currently crowns the center of Market Street, was erected as a fully functional fountain in 1880, but has since fallen into disrepair. Although discussions on the annual maintenance are ongoing, £18,500 have been deposited in the St. Andrews Common Good Fund to refurbish the fountain and bring it back to full working order.
And finally, the weather. Mainly dry at first, with a few clear spells, some rain and wind overnight. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain and snow on higher ground, bitterly cold with a strong easterly wind.
And those are today's headlines. For more news, tune into our bulletin tomorrow at 5:30 or online anytime on the news section of the Star website.